Congress are debating whether a quarter, a third, or fully half of all mammals will be extinct by the year 2050. What's not up for debate, not ever, is a culture that devours with an entitlement so profound it is turning our planet to dust. That dust is not hyperbole. The dust storms in China are so bad, they are creating asthma in children in Denver, Colorado. So I have three questions. What is that murder made of? Who's in charge? And how do we stop them? Now, none of that is cognitively challenging. Emotionally daunting, sure. Ideologically problematic, maybe. But intellectually, it's a no-brainer. There are three overlapping systems that have created a feeding frenzy of destruction. The first is called civilization. Now, civilization means simply people living in cities. But what that means is they need more than land can give. So food, water, energy, they have to come from somewhere else. From that point forward, it doesn't matter what lovely, peaceful, nonviolent values people hold in their hearts. That society is dependent on imperialism and genocide, because no one willingly gives up their land, their water, their trees. But since the city has used up its own, it has to go out and get those from somewhere else. And that's the last 10,000 years in one sentence. Indigenous people in North America have been surviving that precise genocide for 500 years. It's not history. It's not the past. They're still here, and they could use some solidarity. They've asked for something. They've asked for you to reconsider the word occupy, and I think you should do it. Oakland is the flagship for this movement. If you do it, others will follow. And there are so many good words to choose from. Right? You could be decolonize Oakland. You could be resistance Oakland. Take your pick. But I hope you will listen to the indigenous. It's a simple request, and it would build a whole lot of solidarity. The second system is capitalism. Now, capitalism takes living creatures and their homes. It declares them private property. It turns them into dead commodities, and then it accumulates those commodities into wealth. It's a pyramid scheme of death. Now, this movement has staked a claim on being the 99%. I think that's self-evident. Capitalism is the 1% taking from the 99%. But add this. 98% of the old-growth forests are gone. 99% of the world's prairies are gone. That means 99% of the pasque flowers, and 99% of the prairie dogs, and 99% of the bison. The wealth is created from their dead bodies. The point isn't to distribute the wealth, it's to stop the death while there's still something left alive. The third system is the ruling religion of the planet, which is called patriarchy. Now, patriarchy takes human beings who are biologically male and creates a class of people called men. Men are made by socialization to masculinity. And that's a psychology built around entitlement, especially to another class of people called women. At its core, masculinity is a violation imperative. Now, this is not natural. It was not created by God. It's a corrupt and brutal arrangement of power. According to Amnesty International, the most traumatic form of torture is rape. Now, you could read about that in Amnesty's materials. You could also just listen to women. Now, there is some segment of this movement that believes that the proper response to the most traumatic form of torture is to sit in a circle and talk to the perpetrator. That might be appropriate if someone had stolen a cupcake. But I got news for you. Women are not cupcakes. So men, you have two choices. You can lay down your weapons and pick up your humanity and stand with women. The truth is that as long as domination is eroticized, as long as anyone is socialized to that violation imperative, you're not safe either. 1 in 7 boys is sexually abused. That's a whole lot of rape. So some of you already know that I'm telling the truth, and I'm sorry that you had to learn that. It is horrible each and every time. The world should stop turning, and I don't know why it doesn't. But you have a choice now, and the question is, are you going to say, do it to her instead? Or are you going to say, no, it stops here. You don't do it to anyone, not ever. And to women, we don't have a choice. If you were born female, you were born on a battlefield. You will be punished for saying that out loud. But the grim truth is, you're going to be punished anyway for the sin of being female. Battering is the most commonly committed crime in the United States, not violent crime in the United States. It's every 18 seconds a man beats a woman. That is more hatred than I can comprehend. So right now, that battlefield is such a slaughter, we can't even gather up our wounded. So this is where all three of those systems, civilization, capitalism, and patriarchy, this is where they merge. That violation imperative. That includes breaking the bodies of women and children, the boundaries of rivers and forests and mountains, the DNA of salmon and mice and indigenous people, and finally, the integrity of the atom itself. Put all this together, the entire culture is sociopathic. The entitlement, the sadism, that bottomless hunger to conquer, you'll never reach the end of it. What we are reaching is complete biotic collapse, starting with the least of us. Plankton populations are crashing because of the carbon. The oceans are now too acidic for plankton. Now, maybe plankton are too small and green for most of us to care about, but you should know this. 2 out of 3 animal breaths is made possible by the oxygen that plankton produce. So if the oceans go down, we're going down with them. So what do? We fight like hell. And all of you are doing something so important by starting. You're breaking through the passivity of the weary, the denial of the desperate, the accommodation of the brokenhearted. You're standing up to say no, enough. That 1%, they're not taking the last scraps of shelter, of healthcare, of human rights and human dignity, of this planet that is our only home. You're standing in witness to a vast machine that is right now grinding up the future itself. And you took the next step here in Oakland. You shut down the port for a few hours. You did that. You halted the flow of the living to the dead to commodities to wealth. You did it. But we're going to have to do it again. Only this time, it can't be symbolic. We're going to have to mean it. Because we need warriors who will put themselves between what is left of our planet and fossil fuel. We're going to have to bring this down, all of it. The oil, the coal, the clear cuts, the dams, all of it. The entire industrial economy. That will require sustained, committed blockades. Not blockades that make a point, but blockades that make a decisive material impact. Decisive material impact. Stop the trains carrying coal and the tankers carrying the oil and the pipelines carrying the tar sands. We especially stop those. James Hansen says it's game over for the planet if those pipelines go through. Now, this is going to mean civil disobedience on a scale the world has never seen. And we're going to have to match their contempt with our courage. We're going to have to match their brute power with our fierce and fragile dreams. We're going to have to match their endless sadism with a determination that will not bend and will not break and will not stop. They arrest us, 2 more come forward. They hurt us, 5 more come forward. They kill one of us, and there are thousands ready to take the place of the fallen. This is the last moment to fight. Did you know there are parts of China where there are no longer any flowering plants? No flowering plants, because the pollinators are all dead. We are on the verge of complete biotic collapse. That is 500 million years of evolution gone. We're out of soil, we're out of species, and we are out of time. And catastrophic climate change has begun. We need to start thinking like a serious resistance movement, because this is a war. It may feel like daily life because it's been going on for 10,000 years. The lights are on, the stores are full, I know. But it's a war. And if anyone is left to look back 100 years from now, they're going to wonder, what the fuck was wrong with us that we didn't fight like hell when our planet was going down. Now, you love something or you wouldn't be here. Whatever you love, it is under assault. Love is a verb. We've got to let that love call us to action. Thank you.